I guess you're wondering what that sound is. That's the sound of me taking a leave. I have a shoulder issue, and it comes from years of carrying a makeup bag on my right side. And, you know, I guess over time, I have developed some pain, so I do take a leave. But I want to stop taking a leave, and this is what this show is about. Today on It Starts Now, we're going to be talking with Dr. Dorninger. He is with Blue Sky CBD. It's a wonderful company, and they specialize in CBD wellness. I had a great conversation with him, and there are some things that I had no idea that CBD could do as far as the wellness factor. So, you know, buckle up, stay tuned. And, you know, I'm just going to say this. I know a lot of people, when I say CBD, they're thinking that, oh, she's sitting in the corner smoking a J, getting hot. No, we're not talking about THC. We're talking about CBD and the wellness factor. And I also have a little treat for you. After today's show, I'm going to reveal a code that you can use. It's 20% off when you use this code. And I guess you mentioned this show, and you get 20% off your purchase, but I'll reveal that after the show. So I'm talking with Dr. Dorninger, also known as Dr. D. It's going to be a great show. We're going to stop taking these leaves every day because we want to get wellness in our... Yeah, let me just put this down. Oh my God, it starts now. Welcome to the podcast. We are so excited that we are able to have someone who I read all his information. I've been reading up on him, been watching him. I've been, you know, checking out his website. It's Blue Sky CBD. Now, you guys know that I'm all about wellness. I am all about finding alternative methods of that wellness, and not just always trying to go to the medicine cabinet. We're tired, and I know a lot of you are, of actually going and getting opioids or getting medicine to cure wellness. So I am so excited to be welcome Dr. D. I don't want to butcher his name, so I'm going to call him Dr. D from Blue Sky CBD. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So now I'm going to throw this out there right now because I have a lot of people who are older, and the first thing they think of when you say cannabis is you're thinking, I'm going to be sitting in a dark room with a blue light, and I'm going to be listening to some Gil Scott-Heron smoking a J and trying to get some. I mean, I just put, because yeah. My mom was like that. My mom was always thinking, when I was telling her about CBD, I said, you really need to try this. Stop, you know, taking all these opioids. She goes, I don't want to be in a room smoking a J in the corner.
Yeah, actually, what they see is a picture of Nancy Reagan and a tattoo that says just say no. And I really appreciate what the Reagans were trying to do. You don't want to be a meth head. Austrian immigrant father, and everything was freaking dope, right? So growing up, I thought like heroin and even smoking a J were the same thing. So I was even more confused. And then booze was totally fine because in Austria, you know, it's fine to have some alcohol. These police driving around breaking up keg parties with my tax dollars, right? So for me, we really deal with a lot of that stain on cannabis. And as someone who understands the cannabis literature too, for things like in cancer cases and certain situations, that is not what cannabidiol is. Cannabidiol is an extract from the hemp plant that is an uplifting productivity molecule. It is a novel anti-inflammatory. I use it in my practice all day long in replace of Advil and acetaminophen and naproxen sodium or you know, Aleve and Tylenol, et cetera. And I'm not anti-Advil. The problem with our non-steroidal anti-inflammatories is if you use them too, destroy your liver, they destroy your kidneys, they destroy your intestinal lining. So they're not a long-term solution for aches, for shoulders, so on and so forth.
Well, see, now that you really just pinpointed. So your products or your CBD wellness products are, you have verified reviews from hundreds of people
who experience pain, anxiety, insomnia. And you're telling my audience that instead, I mean, and you said you're not anti-Advil, and I appreciate that. But I do know what you said about it destroys the lining of your stomach, whatever. Taking those type of medications over time will destroy the insides.
That's right. And that when you take Advil for too long, you pop your gut lining. It's called leaky gut. The tight junctions literally have these little intestinal cells that button up like buttoning a dress shirt. And those buttons pop open. And you have large macromolecules from foods that enter your immune system and trigger more inflammation. And that's leaky gut. And that's like when someone can't eat any food without getting a headache or joint pain, that's a leaky gut. And you can get there from concussion. You can get there from getting E. coli on spring break. You sure as heck can get there from non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like Advil, naproxen sodium, and acetaminophen. And if you're doing post-op, like the Bell Brothers showed in Prescription Thugs, and you want to take some Tylenol for a week or two, we'll always have that person on some gut repair powder, some deglycerinated licorice, or some glutamine. They say, let's get that pain management, stay away from the opioids. What we're doing more and more of is doing our max relief formula, which is the CBD-CBD isolate combo, because it's extraordinary for dampening post-op inflammation. It's extraordinary for warding off a headache. It actually makes for a good hangover remedy, but we don't tell people that too much.
I got a hangover, doctor, and I need something else.
That's right. But really, what it does, just for the listeners, and we're talking about cannabidiol isolate. A lot of people bait and switch the medical literature on hemp versus cannabidiol. They're totally different, right? So if you want to learn more about this on YouTube, you can do CBD Warninger, and I gave that 90-minute talk to the Colorado Association of Naturopathic Doctors, because doctors don't understand CBD, patients don't understand CBD, and everyone's lost in this world. And the basic punchline is cannabidiol enhances 5-HT1. That's for serotonin. As a molecule, it's not a happy molecule. It's how do I feel enthusiastic and engaged? How do I say, I want to join a choir? I want to go roll jiu-jitsu. I want to get my tax papers in on time. That's enthusiasm. It also enhances dopamine too, which is ambition and drive, feelings of self-worth, hopefulness, courage, decisiveness, the ability to finish tasks. That's dopamine. And cannabidiol helps that. And for feeling cool, calm, and collected. So we tell people this is a novel, incredible molecule in nature that really feels like a runner's high. And that's like when you feel that nice peace and calm, but focused post-exercise, it's a very similar profile to what cannabidiol does to the brain. And we will use it a lot of times to get people off the couch. We'll do a blue sky. Maybe I'll do the original tincture, 1 to 2 dropperfuls twice a day, just to get someone off the couch back into an exercise routine. Now they're making their own endogenous cannabinoids, self-made cannabinoids from healthy movement, and we can back off on the dose a little bit. And that's the first category, is kind of, this is why it's so wonderfully balancing for the body. But the other thing it does is it dampens inflammatory cytokines. And if you have eczema, that's inflammation landing on your skin. If you have a headache, that's inflammation landing in your brain. If you have pain or menstrual cramps, that's inflammatory cytokines landing in your uterus, landing in your gut. And cannabis really off for people when they would smoke it for their periods. But we say, hey, if you don't feel like being stoned and having blood sugar problems, because cannabis throw you into the munchies and now you have a blood sugar. Cannabidiol can be very helpful for modulating those periods and feeling good.
So for those of you who, and I want my audience to remember this, those of you who don't understand what CBD is, it is so different from marijuana. It's so different from marijuana. And he has just given us an education on why it's so different. But you told us what CBD is, but is CBD legal?
Yeah, this is a good question. It lives in kind of a gray area space. So in 2018, the United States passed the Farm Bill that includes decriminalizing hemp. Cannabidiol is an extract from hemp. And most states are comfortable with CBD sales. One state that has some very unique state regulation on this. And that law needs to get refined to be completed. And that got railroaded by COVID. So we were finishing up that 2018 Farm Bill, which is hemp and cannabidiol. And you can trade cannabidiol in the United States. But there needs to be a little bit of refinement between the FDA and the DEA around all non-THC cannabis products. And that legislation is not finished yet because of COVID. So right. We had Warp Speed and we had figuring out financing, job loss, and all that intense stuff that everyone went through. So there is one state, Ohio, is the only state that I think you do still need to be working with medical doctor cannabis to do CBD.
So I can go on your website because I've already seen several things that I need because I have an issue with my knee. And I guess it's called a deltoid or shoulder, and I'm rubbing stuff on it all the time, and I really hate taking Advil. I don't mind it because it does work, but I know the side effects, and I'm really getting tired of taking that. Can this product or can your product help me with so I won't have? I want to keep walking sexy. I'm tired of walking like a limp. I gotta walk sexy again, doctor.
Stella, groove back.
Exactly. And she wants to get her groove back at her new men. But yeah, I want to have that sachet chante. I don't like that limp that I have. Can this help me?
Yes. And what we tell people is when you have a localized pain like that, cannabidiol will dampen total body load inflammation. However, the Blue Sky has the which is CBD with some wintergreen in there. And then they have the Max Relief, which is a CBD CBG with some wintergreen in there. And really just opens up your local arteries so the medicine gets delivered better. And these are extraordinary. My son's basketball team, everyone has a Blue Sky CBD stick in their gym bag, our jiu-jitsu players, our CrossFitters, our triathletes. But more importantly, we want the people who aren't back in the game yet to have that for their knee. And in 20 years of integrated medicine, combining the best of conventional model, I've never seen a nutraceutical work as quick, as effectively, and as safely as cannabidiol, period. And I love me some turmeric. I love resveratrol, NAD, all these other ideas, but nothing works as quick to get. Now, I want to say one other thing for your listeners. To calm your pain signals, and we want that, but then you have to fix your biomechanics. And the my favorite way to fix biomechanics is Dr. Eric Goodman's foundation training, and he's who blew out his L5-S1, and adjustments helped but didn't fix. So he created foundation training, and that's basically your muscles to tell the bones how to move. And so what we do with people is we scrub the pain stick, and I go kind of Karate Kid style, wax on, wax off, where we go up, down, all around the front of the knee, the side of the knee, because you don't want to chase inflammation in the back. Then I give it 2 minutes, then I really massage and rub it in. You wash your hands because you don't want to touch your eye with wintergreen. And then you say, okay, that feels a little bit better. Now I'm going to go do that foundation training. YouTube, Eric Goodman, foundation training, 12 minute. You can see his new 12 minute jammer. But they also have an app that's $20 a month that has literally over 600 workouts, including the baseline, which is where we're getting basically people who are a sideline injury or people who have never worked out to get back into their biomechanics so that they can heal their injury. And that's what's so awesome. If I have some like a fibromyalgia or rheumatoid arthritis, I use the Blue Sky off the couch. Now they're making their own endogenous cannabinoids. Then we teach them how to load their biomechanic, cut back on the cost and dosing of the Blue Sky, which is the most cost-effective per milligram CBD and CBG on the market. And it is zero THC, and it is third-party tested, verified. And I'm in charge of research and development. That's why papers to support this miracle molecule. But at the end of the day, we still need you to stop eating 12 Krispy Kremes all day.
Get out of my kitchen, doctor. No.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're waking up exhausted, also get screened. Right.
Yeah.
Oxygen is still real. Blood sugar is still real. But this molecule, through its uplifting productivity for the serotonin, the dopamine, the GABA, and the anti-inflammatory, is a game changer for getting people that little bridge back into the gut lifestyle.
So you just made a really good, interesting point. You said there's no THC. And for those of us who don't know the difference, what is the difference between CBD and THC?
Yeah, so I really don't like THC, and I went to CU Boulder and I'm scared of weed. I don't have any, you know, cannabis. I just have too many responsibilities and too many things to do. I just can't hang around, smoke a J and go to Red Rocks concerts all day. It makes me anxious. I got all this stuff I'm supposed to be solving chronic illness and changing the healthcare system, yada, yada. And I'm a dad and so on and so forth. So for me, I'm not drawn towards what THC does is it binds the CB1 receptor in your brain and it gives you more of a hallucinatory expansive feeling. And that's why for some people, what you hear about cannabis and pain is it doesn't take their pain away. It distracts them from their pain. Their gut pain on a Crohn's disease or their rheumatoid arthritis pain, it's still there, but they just get a break from it. And that's some. Now, the problem is it messes with their blood sugar and it crashes their blood energy you need for your cells to make ATP or chi, prana, life force. But the other thing it does is we do see it can cause arrested development. And what I mean by that is if every time you're stressed, you hit your cannabis vape pen, you are never relax and develop and grow your synapses to tolerate stress. Right. Mm. So it's like my wife just called and yelled at me, right? My cat, you know, and you just keep hitting that binky, you're never going to flex through that. Right. So we want to say, hey, if you're just, you know, your old high school buddies going to a concert a couple times a summer, you know, that's not happening. We're talking about chronic reflexive. Much different than the arrested development you see with opioids, where people just don't grow into more functional, more responsible, more productive, more creative and human beings and providers and contributing members of society. So what cannabidiol does is it does the 5-HT1 for the serotonin, the dopamine 2 and the GABA, but it also will kick THC off of the CB1 receptor. So what I just said in plain English is if your kid is too high, they take 50 milligrams of Blue Sky Original CBD and they come down. And that's how marijuana used to be. When I hiked the hills, I'm an acupuncturist too, and I went over to China and checked out some hospitals and stuff. And I hiked in the hills there's tons of hemp growing all over. And it's so wild because China has hardcore criminalization of cannabis, but it grows everywhere. And that was a low THC, high CBD. And then, you know, Dre and Snoop and the whole gang said, we want couch lock. We want to get this up. And what do? Bred up the THC and bred down the CBD. And now kids are 93% dabs. And they are hyper-binding on receptor, which can cause paranoia, anxiety, obsessive compulsive, bipolar, and schizophrenia on the worst day. And I tell people, as a guy who doesn't have Reagan issues around cannabis, you tell family members when you have anxiety, paranoia, obsessive compulsive, bipolar, schizophrenia, ADD in the family, hey, cannabis isn't a long-term good idea for you. Just like you're telling, you know, every single person in the family struggles with alcohol, which is really just family of blood sugar problems because it's just fermented sugar. You got to tell that kid, you know, Uncle Frank's drunk and your dad was an alcoholic, blah, blah, blah. You got to be careful with the booze. You got to tell kids with family history of those mood disorders. Maybe cannabis and THC-laden marijuana is not a good idea for your brain and your mood. CBD is actually an extraordinary treatment for anxiety, schizophrenia, so on and so forth. And wow. For those more intensive mood disorders, you want to be working with a doctor on that. But if you have some basic anxiety, try 1 to 2 dropperfuls of Blue Sky morning and mid-afternoon. Don't forget your oxygen. Make sure you're not anemic or not apneic. Don't forget to eat. Don't forget to your body, because that'll right. also drive anxiety. But it is extraordinary. And I personally take 300 milligrams of Blue Sky Original the entire COVID 3 years because I needed that support to not feel overwhelmed and anxious.
Right.
A study on Brazilian healthcare workers, and you can just put Dorninger CBD Burnout Journal of Natural Medicine, because I wrote an article on the medical paper where they gave these frontline workers therapy, an exercise DVD. Yes, I said DVD. It's in Brazil. And 300 milligrams of cannabidiol, or just the therapy and the exercise DVD. And there was a statistically significant decrease in depression, anxiety, emotional exhaustion, and burnout on the 300 milligram.
Wow.
And I was like, kind of still having fun. And a lot of my colleagues are like, whoop, burned out. And I'm hanging in there, you know, so.
I did some research before I wanted to talk with you, and everything that you're saying, and just let me know if I'm correct. So it reduced cancer-related symptoms and side effects. It improves energy and brain function, alleviates pain and inflammation, and relief from anxiety and depression.
All correct. It also improves mood and mental outcomes in Parkinson's. It also has muscle spasticity and multiple sclerosis. It is heroic for anxiety. It helps with addiction and transitioning off of things like opioids, cigarettes. It's really something. And again, for the listeners who have worked out, you know that feeling you get after a workout, and
yeah.
you're just like, you're calm but focused, right? That's the similar biochemical to what cannabidiol does to your neuroendocrine immune, the brain immune system, endocrine glands, or hormone relationships. They're very similar. And sometimes we'll use it with our overtrained athletes, because I'm in Boulder, the land of the triathlete. And I'm like, you're chasing this 7 mile run today. A 3 mile run is good enough because you're endorphin seeking. And let's just pull back a little because your knee's starting to hurt and your ankle's tweaked. Mm-hmm. Do some more of the biomechanics, do a little bit of resistance training. Let's get some weights on there and let's get the Blue Sky Original on there so that you can still feel alive, because what happens to an overtrained athlete is they're chasing the endorphin squeeze, but their white blood cells are going down, their DHA and their testosterone is crashing in both men and women. So they'll feel good after the, but then they crash and they turn.
So before I let you go, because this is, oh my God, this is so interesting. I did have one question. So if I got your products and I needed it for a trip, and I needed to take them with me, am I going to get stopped? Are they going to check me? Are they going to say I have drug? I mean, I don't know that. Tell me what that means.
Yeah. no, in the United States. And
okay.
That's because of the 2018 Farm Bill. And Ohio is a maybe. And, you know, they have bigger fish to fry. And again, this is a zero THC product. And Ohio
right.
has some very unique laws on being cannabidiol control to the medical doctor, which is a shame because it's a very safe nutraceutical, right? You should be more worried about people being able to buy Advil than cannabidiol because
Oxycontin from the streets.
Well, for sure, but I'm saying something that is not, or Oxycontin for the streets, for sure.
Right.
Sure. But I'm saying, you know, something as readily available as alcohol or cigarette.
Exactly.
You know, but ibuprofen, naproxen sodium, and acetaminophen, Tylenol, Aleve, and are all very good in and out anti-inflammatories. Post-op, you know, I got a cut of fever because I got dengue fever, Escondido, and I have a fever of 104.2. Acetaminophen, Tylenol, miracle drug for that. You start taking Tylenol to sleep, you're going to destroy your liver, kidneys, and intestinal lining. And you should try the Blue Sky Sleep Gel in that situation.
Oh my gosh, Dr. D, you are just fantastic. I extended your time, and I am so happy that you were able to stay as long as you did. This was an education for me, and I know it was an education for my audience. And give us some information about Blue Sky CBD. Where can we find it?
Yeah, so blueskycbd.com is our website. We do host some of the education. You can take a quiz for your symptoms and what's the best product idea and ideas on what level you should start with. If you just put CBD 101 Dorninger into YouTube, if you really like a research geek, you can watch 90 minutes where I bring medical paper after medical paper after medical paper, rewiring everyone's brain on how this really works. And Blue Sky is dedicated to really giving some power back to the patient, helping them avoid getting corrupted by an opioid post hip surgery. You know, and now you're in.
Oh my God. Oh, wow. I should have asked you that because
Yeah, and then we do some webinars sometimes, which are open to patient, public, and doctors. And that's usually with anxiety or insomnia or pain syndromes. And some of those webinars are also available on the website. So we're a company that's very steeped in functional medicine education around cannabidiol. And I want to see people use this as a bridge on higher dosages and then maintenance dosages, enhance quality of life and for people who are needing help with chronic illness, for our CrossFitters, for our people who feel highly functional and are playing pickleball every day. It's more like one to two sky gels or a dropper full a day to really just enhance life. Go to 11.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I everything that you said, I totally agree with you. And it has been such a pleasure having you on this podcast. And I'm going to have all this information on our website and also in the podcast content, exactly what's going on. I'm going to blast it. I'm going to let everybody know that this is life changing. And Dr. D, thank you so much for giving us some time out of your busy schedule to talk about this wonderful, wonderful wellness products.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on, and may your listeners have a blessed, productive, moving free.
I love that, moving, because we do need to move. And I always tell people we need to get moving. That was one of the things that I always tell people when they get older, and my neighbor literally just said, oh, I really need to get moving again because my doctor said I need to start moving again. So there's no excuses anymore.
There's no excuses anymore.
Dr. D, thank you so much.
You guys have a great day.
Hi, Juanita here, and I hope you enjoyed today's show on CBD wellness. And as promised, there is a special discount code just for our listeners. It's NOW. Yes, now. It starts now. Use that special code for 20% off. Go to www.blueskycbd.com and use the special code now. I hope you love this show. Like us. Love us, subscribe to us, and support us. We'll see you the next time.